This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 18. Aishwaram Shastram Utshidya Bandha Moksha Unudarshanam Viviktapadam Agyaya Kim Asat Karmabhir Bhavet. Aishwaram Shastram Utshidya Bandha Mokshanudarshanam Viviktapadam Agyaya Kim Asat Karmabhir Bhavet. Aishwaram Shastram Utshidya Bandha Mokshanudarshanam Viviktapadam Agyaya Kimasat Karmabhir Bhavet. Aishwaram Shastram Utshridya Bandha Mokshanudarshanam Viviktapadam Agyaya Kima Satkarma Bhir Bhavet. Mataji, word for words, Aishwaram, bringing understanding of God or Krishna consciousness. Shastram, the Vedic literature. Utshridya, giving up. Bandha, of bondage. Moksha, end of liberation. Anudarshanam, information about the ways. Viviktapadam, distinguishing spirit from matter. Agyaya, not knowing. Kim asat karma bhi bhavet, what can be the use of temporary fruitive activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Translation. Narad Muni had spoken of a swan. That swan is explained in this verse. The Vedic literatures, Shastras, vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual energy. Indeed, They elaborately explain these two energies. The swan, Hamsa, is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything, and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. The words of scriptures consist of variegated vibrations. If a foolish rascal leaves aside the study of these shastras to engage in temporary activities, what will be the result? Please repeat after me, translation. Narada Muni had spoken of a swan. That swan is explained in this verse. The Vedic literatures, shastras, vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual energy. Indeed, they elaborately explain these two energies. The swan, Hamsa, is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything, and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. The words of scriptures consist of variegated vibrations. If a foolish rascal leaves aside the study of these shastras to engage in temporary activities, what will be the result? Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is very eager to present Vedic literature in modern languages, especially Western languages such as English, French, and German. The leaders of the Western world, the Americans and Europeans, have become the idols of modern civilization. Because the Western people are very sophisticated in temporary activities for the advancement of material civilization. A sane man, however, can see that all such grand activities, although perhaps very important for temporary life, have nothing to do with eternal life. The entire world is imitating the materialistic civilization of the West, and therefore the Krishna consciousness movement is very much interested in giving the Western people knowledge by translating the original Sanskrit Vedic literatures into Western languages. The word Vivitta Padam refers to the path of logical discourses concerning the aim of life. If one does not discuss that which is important in life, one is put into darkness and must struggle for existence. What then is the benefit of his advancement in knowledge? The people of the West are seeing their students becoming hippies despite gorgeous arrangements for university education. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, is trying to convert misguided, drug-addicted students to the service of Krishna and engage them in the best welfare activities for human society. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadandigam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Narad Muni had spoken of a swan. That swan is explained in this verse. The Vedic literature Shastras vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual energy. Indeed, they elaborately explain these two energies. The swan Hamsa is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. The words of scriptures consist of variegated vibrations. If a foolish rascal leaves aside the study of the Shastras to engage in temporary activities, what will be the result? So, in this text, Prabhupada writes in the purport that how in our parampara, Vaishnava parampara, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had always dreaming to publish this Vedic literatures into foreign languages, especially English, Prabhupada says German and European friends. So Prabhupada was very much addicted to this instruction of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that you print books in foreign languages and distribute and preach to the English-speaking people. So Prabhupada, he also very much pushed in the course of preaching activities the publication of his books. And he became very often disturbed when the printing work was very slow. And he even became very happy when he saw that millions of copies of Back to Godhead are being distributed by Gurukul boys in Vrindavan. And he says that I like Satsarup Goswami's the Back to Godhead magazine. And in that Back to Godhead magazine, especially I like the column Srila Prabhupada speaks out. And when Harikesh Maharaj came in Vrindavan to give him the report of preaching in Europe, even Bhagavan Maharaj, then Prabhupada just put his hand on their heads and shedding tears in joy. He said, see, this is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement. How even in the jungle, where people do not know anything, they're experiencing something different than other things and appreciating my books. Prabhupada said, I am an old man. I am beating my Brihat Mridanga from here in Vrindavan, and you people are carrying this sound everywhere in the world. And Prabhupada said, when somebody say, Prabhupada, I am preaching in Pakistan, I want to go to Muslim countries. So Prabhupada said, I take millions time dust of the person who goes to preach in Muslim countries. So Prabhupada was very sick just after Gaur Purnima festival in March 1977. He became sick in 1976, but he recovered. Then after Gaur Purnima festival, when he came to Calcutta, he became sick. So devotees, they wanted to take him to Bhubaneswar. And somebody suggested that if you take bath every day in Bindu Sarovar, that water is very hygienic for the body, you will get better. But still Prabhupada was not feeling better. Then he was brought to Bombay. In Bombay, even Prabhupada was not feeling better. So they decided to take him to Rishikesh. And Rishikesh, he was very nice, but after a few days he became very weak. And he said, immediately take me to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, 6 months April, May, June, July, August, this 6 months he was not eating anything. Only little fruit juice and little mug dal soaked water. The water in which the mug dal was soaked one night. That was his food. But whenever he heard any report from Bhagavan in Europe, Harikesh in Europe, Hansaduta in Sri Lanka, he would just jump out of the bed, although he couldn't sit. And he was very much fond of his devotees preaching in the Western countries. So in this connection, Prabhupada's preaching in the West and distributing, printing so many books, Prabhupada said, "My books are so famous, no writers in the history wrote so many books like me. And it is not distributed as my books are distributed." He quoted many Milton and all these things. And he said, "These are very famous books." And Prabhupada's books was the, I mean, it was something else that people couldn't do it. And Prabhupada said that these people, the foolish people, they become actually astonished. How this Swamiji is going on like this? How his books are becoming popular? When Mayapur, there was an attack in 1976 by more than 300 dacoits. So many devotees were beaten and their hands and legs were broken. And Nitachad Maharaj was beaten very severely. And Prabhupada got the notice, got the information from Mayapur, from Gopal Krishna Maharaj, that this happened, and Prabhupada was very disturbed. So Kamal Krishna Maharaj, he found that as his secretary, he was very much disturbed. So he wanted to divert his attention from this thing to something else, like, "Prabhupada, you want to translate your books, how you are feeling, whether you are you want to go West again for preaching. If you go to the West, then devotees will see you. They are already praying for your betterment, and you will be happy." So Prabhupada was disturbed. Then at one point Prabhupada said, "This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, it is not by, I mean, not appreciated by Gunda people. These Gundas, these hoodlums, they don't appreciate. They are always against." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was accused by Orissa people. They said that when King Pratap Rudra met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that he actually lost his kshatriya strength. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually making people effeminate, I don't know what does it mean. By seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people become effeminate. So then Prabhupada said that, the Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "What is your reply to this?" "So what can be replied? When they don't understand the value of spiritual life, what can be said?" He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, "Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim." And everybody want that. Dhanam dihi, janam dihi. So he's saying, "We are preaching completely against people's interest." So that's why they don't like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in America, they say we are brainwashing. So Prabhupada said that, "Take me to America. Anyway, I want to go." So Tamal Krishna Maharaj sketched an itinerary. He's traveling, for his traveling. So he said, "First we go to London. See Londonesh, Radha Londoneshwar. Shri Shri Radha Rasbiri ki jai. Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Sita Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai." So we go to London, then we go to France, then we go to Los Angeles, New York, like that. So Prabhupada agreed, although astrologer doctors said, "Don't take him away, don't take him out of India." And finally his doctor friend, Mr. Ghosh or Bosch, he said, "Don't go out. And this few months period is very critical for you." But Prabhupada said, "Either I die in Vrindavan, although it is my home, it is a sentiment. If I die in London, if I die in America, Los Angeles, it is same for me. Prabhupada said, the London devotees look like Vaikuntha men. I had a dream. I saw so many Vaikuntha people came, and they are seven head and white people. So people say, you are like Vaikuntha people. And if I die, seeing Gokulananda and surrounded by you doing kirtan, it is like dying in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada, anyway, he was pushing to take him to West, and he went to London. He was seeing Gokulananda. So he couldn't speak. Neither devotees asked him to speak. Devotees were happy to see him again back in this invalid condition, which was actually very inconceivable for them. Prabhupada would come in this condition. And one day he was taken to the temple in the palanquin, and he was just seeing Radha Gokulananda. And then after Tamalkrishna Maharaj asked, Prabhupada, what you are talking with Gokulananda? Radha Gokulananda said, I was praying Radha Gokulananda, please engage me in Radha Rajvari's service. So Prabhupada said, I had came to America, and I didn't want to go back to India. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj said, you regret coming back to India? He said, no, it was Krishna's desire. Actually, when I went to America, first of all, I didn't want to go. And Krishna took me to America from my Vrindavan. And when I went there, I did not want to come back. And in 1967, I became sick, he said. Then I came to India. Again, when I went back, I didn't want to come back. But I became sick. It was Krishna's desire that I should come back. So this is my home. Don't take me away from Vrindavan. But in that invalid condition, again to preach, again to see his disciples, again to see the deities, again he went. But in London he became again very sick, and he said, take me to India back. And then he was brought to Bombay in September. And I think November or December or January, they decided to opening of Radha Rajvari temple. So he was very much eager, very much interested to seeing the grand opening of Radha Rajvari temple. So devotees are deciding, Prabhupada, you don't go to Vrindavan, stay here until the opening is done. But his health was getting bad and bad and bad. So one day Tamalkrishna Maharaj said, devotees are very happy. They love you. They reciprocate so much with you in loving sentiment. In they respect you so much. So Prabhupada was actually very immersed in sentiment of thinking his devotees love and affection for him. So he was crying. In the beginning he was actually checking his sentiment. But later he couldn't check his sentiment. Every moment he will be crying. Either about hearing the preaching activities, or about the deities, or about his temple opening, temple construction. Any reports about the devotees, about the deities, he was shedding tears, crying. So Prabhupada said, Tamalkrishna Maharaj asked, you have any ambitions other than seeing the deities or opening ceremony of the Radha Rajvari deities? Yes, I have another ambition. I want to kick away the agnosticism from the world. These rascals, these people are suffering and they do not know why. And they are suffering because of godlessness. And I have a desire to kick out this agnosticism from the world. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj, if you go to West and you preach again, then people will give up this agnosticism. I come back to the text. Today it says Aisharam Shashvatam. Aisharam Shastram. Aisharam Shastram means the Shastra, the Vedic scriptures which describe the existence of Ishvara, God. So there are two kinds of Shastras. Astik Shastra and Nastik Shastra. Astik Shastras are actually doctrines which follow the Vedas. And Nastik Shastra is compiled by some people. Maybe following Vedas, may not be following Vedas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Je Vedna Maniya Buddha Hoilo Nastik. These Buddhists, the followers of Buddha, they became Nastik, not accepting the Vedic scriptures. But Bodhara Odhik Nastikyobad, Vedashraya Nastikyobad. Those who accept the Vedas, but accepting the Vedas, they preach the doctrine of atheism. They are most dangerous. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, ki jiver nahi shatok Krishna gyan. Jibere kripay Krishna koilo Veda Puran. The living entities afflicted by four kinds of defects on their own, satak Krishna gyan, they automatically cannot receive Vedic knowledge. Therefore, to show the mercy, to make them understand, Krishna made Veda Puran. And it says, Vedas are actually Swayambhu, Shakshat Narayana, Narayana Shakshat, that shloka. And it says, Swayambhu, the Jamadutas told to Vishnudutas, Veda Pranahita Dharma. Religiosity, religious principle, actually, Veda Pranahita, the doctrines of the Vedas. And it is coming from Narayana directly. And Swayambhu, it is not created by anybody else, mundane people. So what is called Astik Shastra, it should be followed, I mean, it should follow the Vedic principles. And Vedas are the very much base. We have Veda base, no? So Veda base is the, Vedas are the base of the religiosity. Like Prabhupada said to Bhakti Sarvadamandar Maharaj in 1976, when he said, I am just trying to arrange a conference between scientists in Vrindavan. So he said, it can be given this name, that name, origin of life, life comes from life. Prabhupada said, give life comes from life. Then we can say, some Bhakti Vedanta something can be given name. So don't say, give my name, because I am not a scientist. So Prabhupada wanted to attract, to convince the scientist through scientific language. So he was very much, although he was not speaking much, but when Bhakti Sarup Damodar Swami came, he spoke with him 2 hours about scientific preaching. And in between, Tamal Krishna Maharaj thought it is too much for Prabhupada talking so long. He is not speaking only. And Damodar Maharaj talking for 2 hours. So he interrupted. Prabhupada, you want some kirtan? What kirtan? Do you understand the meaning of kirtan? What we are doing, what it is this? Sukadeva Goswami perfected his life by his talking, and we are talking, this is kirtan. So Bhakti Sarvadamodara Maharaj got more clue to speak with him about the scientific preaching and conducting the conference. So one time, Tamalkrishna Maharaj got the letter, a report of preaching in Sri Lanka by Hansadutta Maharaj. So I just wanted to read a little bit about that. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj reading that letter to him. When Tamalkrishna got an especially dynamic report from Hansadutta Swami in Sri Lanka, he decided to bring it to Srila Prabhupada early in the morning. Prabhupada had just finished his bath and was sitting upstairs on the balcony just before his 9:30 darshan in the temple. He wore a tulasi garland from Krishna Balaram as well as a fresh flower garland. He reclined on a round bolster pillow and listened. Hansadutta's letter contained news of a debate he was having with a famous atheist in Colombo, Dr. Kabur. As soon as Tamalkrishna began to read the letter, however, Prabhupada asked to hear Dr. Kabur's response. Tamalkrishna then began reading from a news clipping enclosed in the letter. So this Kabur speaking. Das and Swamis asked whether scientists can make a chicken to come out of a plastic egg. Tamalkrishna read, I do not know whether they are aware that scientists have made over 10 elements such as fermium, plutonium, Einsteinium. Prabhupada interrupted, rascal. You are simply producing empty sound. Where is this chicken, rascal? The chicken, the hen is better than the scientist. She has produced another egg within a week. You simply say, this is that, this and that, this and that, that's all. What is your value? We don't give you any value. You are less important than a chicken. So Tamalkrishna resumed reading. We have created over 10 elements and even God. Again Prabhupada interrupted, who cares for your creation? Without your creation the egg is there. No, he says, Tamalkrishna went back to reading the text. Even God could not create them because he did not know the technology involved in making them. Means making eggs. God kicks on your face, on your mouth, said Prabhupada. He does not require to take your creation. Without your creation, he can do everything. God kicks on your mouth with shoes. Talkative nonsense. Tell him like that. So this is, you know, in his very invalid condition. He's not eating for 6 months. He cannot get up. Two people carrying him to get up and, you know, sit down. And he's being carried in the palanquin in the temple. He's not walking. And you see, he's so furious. I am sure Hansadutta did, said Tamalkrishna. Next we will read his reply. Anyway, the scientist goes on. Are these two men aware of the success of Sri Lanka scientist? Prabhupada, who cares of this scientist? The Nobel Prize winner. The Nobel Prize winner in synthesizing amino acids. Nobel Prize winner scoped Srila Prabhupada. Another rascal has given him a Nobel Prize. He is a rascal. And another rascal has given, Shuri Shakshi Mata. In a liquor house, the witness is a drunkard. If there is an incident within the liquor shop and the proprietor of the liquor shop has brought some witnesses, but all of them are drunkards, what is the value of that? As soon as you are drunkard, immediately you are rejected. So this is Prabhupada in his very, that condition also very much against atheistic people. So he said, I have the desire, one desire to drive away agnosticism from the world. So Krishnadas Gopidas Goswami, he says, Siddhanta boliya chitte na karo alos. ইহা হইতে কৃষ্ণে লাগে সুদৃঢ় মানস। সুদৃঢ় মানস, দ্য ফার্ম কনভিকশন টু সার্ভ কৃষ্ণ। অ্যানাদার প্লেস ইজ সেড, নিত্যসিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি সাধ্য কবু নয়, শ্রবণাদি শুদ্ধ চিত্তে করে উদয়। সো দিস নিত্যসিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, ইট ক্যানট বি অ্যারোজড বাই এনি আদার এন্ডেভার্স দেন হিয়ারিং অ্যান্ড চ্যান্টিং। সো হিয়ারিং অ্যান্ড চ্যান্টিং ইজ অভিধেয়, দ্যাট মিন্স এক্সপিরিয়েন্স। সো ভক্তি ইজ এক্সপেরিমেন্টাল, প্রত্যক্ষ অবগমম, ইট ক্যান বি ডাইরেক্টলি পারসিভড। সো প্রত্যক্ষ অবগমম মিন্স ইট ইজ নট সামথিং মিস্টিক্যাল, দে থিঙ্ক কৃষ্ণ ইজ মিস্টিক্যাল, ইজ নট মিস্টিক্যাল, ইট ইজ লাইক মুকুন্দ মহাপ্রভু ওয়াজ মেনশনিং ইয়েস্টারডে, ইট ইজ সবিজ্ঞানম, বিজ্ঞান জ্ঞান বিজ্ঞান সমন্বিতম, ইজ কম্বাইন্ড উইথ নলেজ অ্যান্ড রিয়েলাইজ নলেজ। সো ইস এ সিদ্ধান্ত, দ্য ট্রুথ, দি অ্যাবসলিউট ট্রুথ, টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট ইউ ডোন্ট বি অলস, ডোন্ট মেনটেন লেথার্জিনেস। ওয়াই? বিকজ আফটার আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং দি ডক্ট্রিন অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ, অ্যাবাউট দি ফিলোসফি অফ কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস, ওয়ান গেটস দ্য ফার্ম কনভিকশন টু সার্ভ হিম, দৃঢ়ব্রতা। অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ সেজ ইন ভগবদ গীতা, সংশয়াতাত্মা বিনশ্যতি, সংশয়াত্মা বিনশ্যতি, অ্যান্ড অলসো দে গেট লস্ট, নট অনলি দ্যাট, দে না সুখম না পরাঙ্গতিম, যে শাস্ত্রবিধি উৎসৃজ্য, শাস্ত্রবিধি, দ্য রুলস অ্যান্ড রেগুলেশনস অফ দ্য শাস্ত্র, হু ডাজন্ট ফলো, বর্ততে কামকরত, হুইমসিক্যালি অ্যাক্টস, কামকরত মিন্স হুইমসিক্যালি, ন স সিদ্ধিম, হি ডাজন্ট গেট পারফেকশন, ন সুখম, নো হ্যাপিনেস, ন পরাঙ্গতিম, নো পরাগতি, নো মোক্ষ। হিয়ার ইজ সেড বিবিক্ত পদম, বিবিক্ত পদম মিন্স the discrimination between spirit and matter. Proposed in this Bhagavad Gita in one purport, knowledge means understanding matter, spirit and the relation between, controller of the matter and spirit. Another he said, something like that. So, the knowledge, the jnanam, it should be culminate unto understanding, up to understanding the absolute truth. Etavadeva jigyasyam tatva jigyasuna, that shloka from chatushloki, etavadeva jigyasyam etavan sankho yogabhyam sadharma paranishthaya janma labha parapunsha ante narayana smriti. So Narayana, he is the Vedashta Sarvair Ahameva Vidya, Vedantakrit, Vedavid, Eva Chaham. I am Vedavid, the knower of the Vedas, Vedantakrit, I am the compiler of the Vedanta, and Vedashta Sarvair, by all the Vedic literatures, I am to be known. That's why he is saying, Siddhanta Valiya Chitte, Nakaro Alos. Krishna Surja Sama Maya Hai Andhokar. যাহা কৃষ্ণ তাহা নয় মায়ার অধিকার। ওয়েন সামডি কামস কৃষ্ণ সধামপগতে ধর্মজ্ঞানা দিবিষ কলৌ নষ্ট দৃশামেশ পুরাণ অর্ক অধুনিদিত, ইজ লাইক এ পুরাণ, ইজ লাইক অর্ক, সূর্য, দ্য সান, ইট ইরাডিকেটস দ্য ইগনোরেন্স, ডার্কনেস। সিমিলারলি দি শ্রীমৎ ভাগবতম উইল শো দ্য লাইট টু দ্য পিপল who want to come out of darkness. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, and there's a nice verse, he says, ei kolikale ar nahi kono dharma vaishnava vaishnava shastra ei kahe marmo. In Kali Yuga there is no other religion, or there is no other religiosity to be practiced other than Vaishnava religion. Vaishnava and Vaishnava Shastra, ekahe marma. The goal of life, marma, the object of life is Vaishnava Shastra. In this age of Kali, there are no genuine religious principles other than those established by Vaishnava devotees and the Vaishnava scriptures. This is the sum and substance of everything. So, we are very fortunate to be connected to this Vaishnava parampara, especially founded by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Like there is a song Jayapataka Maharaj compiled, Jodi Prabhupada Na Hoito. So if there was no Prabhupada, Prabhupada had not come, there was no ISKCON, then there was no possibility of being, you know, so much Vedic literatures being published into many languages throughout the world. It was not possible. And other scriptures which is available in the market, when one reads one page of Prabhupada's books and then he want to see what is in this, because there are more than 600 editions of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the market. So Prabhupada was asked by American lady in the beginning, Swamiji, can you recommend me one edition of Bhagavad Gita? So Prabhupada said, none of them are recommended by me. So he said, why? We said, they are not properly written. So Prabhupada said, in compiling, people giving me so much recognition, people telling me, you have done a miracle, you have done a very wonderful thing. But my miracle is, I tried to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any, adulteration. Without any adulteration. This is my credit. So, such a scripture, without any adulteration. Now even the devotees, our ISKCON devotees, when they read Prabhupada's books, and they are a little doubtful about the translation of a particular word, they immediately want to see Macmillan editions. Yes. Prabhupada, there was one word was being mistranslated and it was read. Prabhupada became fiery. He became very angry. He said, these rascals, they do not know anything. They do not know Sanskrit. Simply they are changing the words. It is not good. So Prabhupada's mood was to present the scripture as it is, in bona fide ways. One day Prabhupada was very, he was sick and he didn't translate. Maybe next day or in the evening, Kamal Krishna Maharaj asked, Prabhupada, you don't want to translate? He said, you don't see my conditions. I cannot even talk. It is not just mechanical. You can translate. So Prabhupada's translation was a proper meditation. And in proper thoughts, coming through chain of parampara, it cannot be available anywhere. And Prabhupada gave the highest, topmost things in simple languages. So when somebody reads Prabhupada's books, they don't have to read any other books in the world. So Prabhupada said, read Chaitanya Charitamrita, read Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, these three books. Always, and do kirtan. That is giving me life. And Prabhupada said, continue reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is giving me life. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, these are the three books, is sufficient for anybody who wants to perfect his life by understanding Shastras. So I stop here and read a little bit from today's disappearance of Abhiram Gopal Thakur. So we read just something from there. Sri Abhiram Gopal Thakur was also known as Sri Ramdas. He was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. On the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he became a great acharya and preacher of Gauriya Vaishnavism. He was a very influential personality, and atheists and blasphemers were very much afraid of him. Empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was always in ecstasy and was kind to all fallen souls. It is said that if he offered obeisances to any stone other than the Shalagram Shila, it would immediately burst into pieces. According to Gaur Ganadesha Deepika 12, in Krishna Lila he was Sridham, one of the 12 prominent boy cowherd friends of Sri Krishna. He was Nityananda's dearmost devotee. Abhiram Gopal's wife's name was Sri Malini Devi. Also Advaita's wife, no? No. Srivast Thakur's wife, Malini. Abhiram Gopal Thakur lived in Khanakul, Krishnanagar. Khanakul, Krishnanagar may be visited by taking a narrow gauge train, from Howrah station in Calcutta to Amta. It is located in the present Hooghly district of West Bengal. There in Khanakul, Krishnanagar, this is Krishnanagar, is not Krishnanagar we go. This is another Krishnanagar in Hooghly. It's called Khanakul, Krishnanagar. One has to take the meter gauge train from Howrah to Hooghly. There in Khanakul, Krishnanagar, near the bank of the Khana River, is the temple of Abhiram Thakur. Because it is a town, Nagar, with Krishna temple, the town is called Krishnanagar. And because the temple is on the cooler banks of the Khana, it is called Khanakul, Krishnanagar. Just outside the temple is a Bakul tree. This place is known as Siddha Bakul Kunj, as we have a Bakul tree in Puri, where Haridas Thakur was living. It is said that Abhiram Thakur used to like sitting beneath this tree. The story of how the Gopinath deity of Khanakul, Krishnanagar was established is as follows. One day the deity of Gopinath appeared to Abhiram Gopal in a dream and informed him that he wanted to manifest himself in Khanakul, Krishnanagar. It is said that he was buried in the earth, and that in the dream he ordered Abhiram Gopal to excavate him and inaugurate his worship. Abhiram Gopal went to the place where the Lord had indicated he would be found and began excavation. There, after digging for some time, he found the mind-enchanting deity of Sri Gopinath. The place where his discovery was made is now called Ramkund, and there is a small lake there. The Bhakti Ratnakar says, after having excavated the Gopinath deity, all the devotees headed by Ramdas, Abhiram Gopal, bathed in the sacred waters of the Kund near the spot where the deity had been found. From that day on, the Kund became famous as Ramkund. Whoever bathes there becomes free from repeated birth and death. One day Sri Abhiram Gopal was overwhelmed with the ecstasy of Sakhyaras and had a desire to play the flute of a cowherd boy. Intoxicated by the bliss of Krishna Prem, he began searching the four directions for a suitable flute. As he searched through the forest for a suitable instrument, all at once he saw before him big log. The log was so huge that 16 men could not move it. Grabbing hold of that log, he turned it into a flute and began to play upon it. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Ramdas was one of the principal branches of the Nityananda branch of the Chaitanya tree of Bhakti. He was full of Sakya Prem, love of Krishna, saturated with the mellows of friendship. He once picked up a log that 16 men could not lift and used as a flute. Sri Abhiram Thakur had a bullwhip that was imbued with divine power. Its name was Joy Mangal. Whoever was struck with this whip became filled with Krishna Prem. One day Srinivas Acharya went to take darshan of Abhiram Gopal. At that time Abhiram Gopal touched him 3 times with Joy Mangal, that stick. The Thakur's good wife Malini cried out, "My Lord, do not touch him again. Calm yourself. Srinivas is only a boy. If you touch him again, he will lose consciousness." As a result of coming in contact with the whip of Abhiram Thakur, Srinivas Acharya became filled with Sri Krishna Prem. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu to preach in Bengal, he sent Abhiram Gopal and Gadadhar Das along with him. Simply upon seeing Abhiram Gopal, atheists and blasphemers would flee in terror. He was a remarkable scholar. Well versed in all the scriptures, he married his wife Malini upon the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. His disappearance day is on the 7th day of the dark moon in the month of Chaitra. And on that day, a great festival attended by thousands of devotees is held every year in Khanakul, Krishnanagar. Srila Abhiram Gopal Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.